You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Guys, in for a real treat.
Let's get this turned up.
Turn it up
now.
Expanding 2 decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now from the studios at Zolin Radio, KROJ 101.5. Here's your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to a special edition of Business This Week on KROJ 101.5. Today is Small Business Saturday, Shop Small, and today we're celebrating and showing appreciation for those small local shops in our community. Shop Small, a Small Business Saturday, is a holiday declared by Congress. And it got started by the folks at American Express. Back in 2010, they established this holiday to make sure that during the holiday season, small businesses also get clients to walk into their stores. Usually for Black Friday, they have great sales and big sales at the big stores, but often we forget the small business, and the small business are the backbone of our communities. So we need not to forget the small businesses and show our support. Today, we're going to be honoring the small businesses, and we also going to be at Plaza del Valle. Today, we're going to be at Plaza del Valle setting up a table and giving out information about Shop Small, Small Business Saturday, as well as to free sources for small businesses. We're going to be giving away shopping bags. We're going to be giving away a couple of goodies for the kids and for the parents. So if you have an opportunity, please stop by and say hello. Just look for the Shop Small, Small Business Saturday booth. We're going to be broadcasting and we're going to be saying hello to some of the business in our local community. Also, today we have a special guest, which is Ms. Beatrice Davis. Beatrice Davis is an SBA specialist. She is with the SBA and she will be talking to us about the free services the SBA has for small businesses, as well as to why it's important to support the small businesses. She also will be talking to us about Shop Small and Small Business Saturday. Plus, we also going to feature a special message from Senator Bob Hertzberg. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back and we will be celebrating Shop Small, Small Business Saturday.
For communities to thrive, small businesses need to thrive. That's why in 2010, American Express founded Small Business Saturday, a day dedicated to helping small businesses get more customers through their doors on the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
It's helping the community, it's helping the people, and it's helping us.
It's been great all day. We had a line for the first time ever.
Everyone stands up to pitch in.
You're going to see doctors, you're going to see bus drivers, you're going to see students.
It's not just a shopping experience, it's really more of a social experience. It makes the neighborhood more vibrant.
On Small Business Saturday, do your part and help make it matter.
Shop small, baby. Way to go.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm Bob Hertzberg. I'm the Majority Leader of the California Senate and have been representing the San Fernando Valley on and off for 25 years. And I live and breathe fighting for the Valley and everything that we do. And at the core of who we are and the community in the Valley is small business. And supporting Small Business Saturday has never been more important. It's always been critical, but now with the pandemic, the impacts on folks' businesses, all of those who have small businesses or are listening to this, you know the impacts. And so the message to everybody is please, please take the time, support small businesses. They are the cornerstone of our community. Folks at the chamber, we're members of the chamber, are people whose businesses are, they're supporting the chamber, but they're also people who are part of the community. They're not big companies that come in and you go and give them their businesses. This supports people's families. You all know that. Lets you pay your rent and your mortgages and the like. And there's just never more in a greater time to create local jobs. They take care of our community, small businesses, and bring money to our neighborhoods and create what is the essence of our neighborhoods, the essence of our chambers. Nothing is more important. And so everything that anybody can do to support Small Business Saturday, please, please take the time. Understand it's not just buying a product here and there, or going to groceries or going to a local restaurant or whatever, but it has so much more impact and for all of us by supporting small businesses, particularly on Small Business Saturday. But we should support small businesses all the time because that's who we are. San Fernando Valley would be the sixth largest city in America if it was a separate city. And I got to tell you that it's unique in this perspective in that we have so many small businesses that are the engine of all of this economy that keep us all together, our kids in schools, supporting schools, and all the various things that small businesses do, particularly those members who are active and part of the chamber. So thank you. Again, I really appreciate it. Anything you need help from me, call my office. I'm committed as a public servant. I'll do anything I possibly can to help you in terms of my role in the government or otherwise. Shop on Small Business Saturday. Thanks, everybody.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Good afternoon and welcome back. Today, we are celebrating Shop Small Small Business Saturday and we are at Plaza del Valle, 8628 Van Nuys Boulevard, Panama City, California, 91402. If you have an opportunity, stop by our resource table and say hello, where we're going to be giving out some of the shopping bags, a little bit of toys, maybe a couple of CDs for your holidays. So if you have an opportunity, just stop by and say hello. And we'll be more than happy to talk to you about Shop Small, Small Business Saturday and the free sources our local government can offer. Today, also, we have a special guest. We have on the line Ms. Beatrice Davis. She's a specialist with the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and she will be talking to us about the services the SBA can offer to small businesses, about the importance of supporting small businesses, and about Shop Small Small Business Saturday. So it is my honor, it is my pleasure to have her today on the line. So please, madam, introduce yourself.
Hi, good morning. This is Beatriz Davis with the Alley District Office of the SBA. I'm an economic development specialist. It's a pleasure being here in support of the San Fernando Valley. Congratulations to the San Fernando Valley for having your own radio station.
Thank you so much, madam. But, you know, it's a community effort. This radio station was made possible by the folks at Olin, Valer, and Pueblo y Salud, which is, they're both non-profits and they're community servants. And thanks to Mr. Francisco Verdín, this radio station was made possible to serve our community. Thanks to that, today we are able to do episodes such as this one and provide information to our community over the airwaves. So Beatrice, can you please tell us about Shop Small Small Business Saturday?
Small Business Saturday is a wonderful program, and it highlights small businesses to promote them. It's a day, the day after, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which is today, and it's a wonderful program that is sponsored by American Express to highlight and bring attention to our local small businesses. As small business owners, you all have a passion for what you do. You offer a product or a service, and that's your passion. That's in you to do. It comes naturally to you. But keep in mind that there's other areas of running a small business that might not be that attracted to you. But there is assistance to help you, and never be afraid to seek that assistance and to look for those resources that are available. Again, the SBA is here to help you and support you. Please reach out to our local SBA offices if you need any type of assistance or guidance in any type of area, whether it's with the federal government. If it's not assistance with the federal government, we have a lot of contacts that can help you and guide you. That's what we do. That's what we're here for, to empower our small businesses and to help those individuals that want to start a small business.
And with that, we're going to go to another musical break. But don't go anywhere. When we come back, Beatrice will be talking to us and telling us why it's so important to support the small businesses.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Hey!
Back. Today we have on the line Ms. Beatrice Davis, who is a specialist with the SBA. She is here to talk to us about Shop Small, Small Business Saturday, why it's important to support the small businesses, and what are some of the services that the SBA can offer to small businesses. So Beatrice, can you tell us why it's so important to support the small business during this season?
It's very important during these times to support our small businesses, especially we're going to have the opportunity today, which is Small Business Saturday, November 28th, to support our local small businesses. And during these times, it's more, you know, it's very, very important that we do. As you might all know, about half of all American workers are employed by a small business or own a small business. So this is an opportunity for us to support them, help them in any way that we can by purchasing their items. You can do it safely online. You can buy your gift certificates ahead of time for your, you know, Christmas presents that you want to get for your family and friends. It's very, very important. Our local small businesses really do need the support right now. So this year, as you all know, has confronted us with new and many, many challenges that the SBA has responded to these challenges with innovative initiatives such as the Paycheck Protection Program and Economic Injury Disaster Loan. But today on Small Business Saturday, we can all do our part and support our local small business shops, you know, by getting out there any way that we can that's safe for everybody to do. We can shop online and purchase, you know, our gift certificates for our friends and family members and just get out there and support them. You can even do a shout out today in support of your local small businesses. It would be a very positive impact for these small businesses to be recognized. And it will also boost their morale we all need this right now. We need to do our part to support them and just be there for them. And as you all know, about half of all American workers are employed by a small business or own a small business. So we have to keep their morale up by supporting them today on Small Business Saturday.
And can you tell us some of the services that the SBA can offer to small businesses?
The SBA can help small businesses with 68 district offices and over 1,000 resource partners across the nation. The SBA works to make it easier for entrepreneurs and small business owners to access small business development resources. The SBA provides counseling and mentorship through our resource partner network. We facilitate access to capital through our funding programs, and we offer government contracting assistance programs. We can help entrepreneurs take their small businesses global. And as mentioned before, this has been a very, very challenging time. There are small businesses right now that are still trying to access that disaster assistance, and it's still out there for you to apply for. Our small business development centers, you can find that assistance just by looking up SBA local assistance. You can input your city, you can input your zip code, and the local business partners that work with us can assist you to get that process going. There's small business owners that are still waiting on their disaster loans. They have questions. These small business development centers can assist them. You can reach out to me at BeatrizDevis@sba.gov. You can send in an email to lado@sba.gov. That's the local inbox that we're always monitoring. So if you have any question or concern or you need guidance, all you have to do is send an email to lado@sba.gov. You will be contacting the LA District Office of the SBA. And if you're listening to us outside of the LA area, we can direct you. Or if you have friends or family members that need assistance in other areas, we can happily direct you to our partners that can help you in those areas. There's assistance also with our women's business centers that can help you innovate or pivot your companies to find other ways to make your products or services available to the public. So there's many, many ways that the SBA can help you. Again, offering you counseling assistance, offering you assistance for access to capital, offering you assistance in the government contracting arena, if that's the kind of information that you're needing. But all you have to do is reach out to us at the LA District Office. Again, it's lado@sba.gov, and you can personally reach out to me at Beatriz, with a Z, like zebra, .Devis@sba.gov. That's my personal email address at the SBA, and I will respond to you. The best and most effective way to communicate with me is through email, and also at the lado@sba.gov. Should you have questions regarding the Paycheck Protection Program, a lot of people have many questions regarding the loan forgiveness component of the Paycheck Protection Program that they call the PPP loan. There's also assistance that can be offered to you in giving you that guidance for your loan forgiveness component of it. We also have a very valuable resource, the SCORE, which is a group of mentors that counsel people free of charge. Keep in mind that all of these resources that I'm mentioning to you are free. They have already been paid for by your tax money. So just keep in mind that those resources are available to you, and they're there at whenever you should need them.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time for being here with us, Ms. Beatrice Davis. We truly appreciate everything that you do for the small business community, and we're grateful for the SBA. I have been honored to actually work with Beatrice for quite a bit some time now through the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, as well as from the Neighborhood Council. She is our direct contact and someone we certainly recommend when it comes down to small businesses. If you would like to get more information at the local level, you can always reach us at the Chamber at 818-481-3072. So thank you again, Beatrice, for being here today with us. We truly appreciate that you have taken the time to talk to us and provide us with that information. I look forward to hear from you again soon, and we'll be seeing you. Thank you again. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Saul. Take care. Be safe. Take care of yourself and your family. Bye.
And with that, we're going to go to another musical break, and we're going to feature a message from my beautiful cousin, Rebecca Valadez, who's a two-time Grammy-winning artist. She recorded this song a couple of years back for Christmas, and she wanted to share that with you guys today and wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas. I hope you guys like this song as much as I did. We'll be right back.
Hi, you're listening to Business This Week with Saul Mejia. My name is Rebecca Valadez, and from my family all the way to yours, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
I see your eyes glow, Christmas magic below the mistletoe. Waiting for a sign, hoping maybe tonight you would be.
We're back. I hope you guys like that song by my beautiful cousin Rebecca Valadez, and I think it's beautiful. I personally thought it was amazing, and we're grateful for all the artists and all the people who contacted us and decided to become part of our celebration. Next week, we're gonna have with us Miss Nora Eckstein, who's a founder of the Young Actors Space. acting school in Sherman Oaks. Over 100 different A-lister actors and actresses have come out of that school, such names as Leonardo DiCaprio, Jessica Biel, Candace Cameron, Kirk Cameron, Scott Taylor Compton, Hilary Duff, Jake Gyllenhaal, Tobey Maguire, Danica McKellar, River Phoenix, Efren Ramirez, Emma Stone, Hilary Swank, Elijah Wood, and Jared Hernandez are among those students that attended YAS, Young Actors Pace. This is a very prestigious and certainly one of the best schools in acting in the entire San Fernando Valley, if not in the entire LA. I highly recommend this school. And next week, we're going to have Miss Nora Eckstein talking to us a little bit about Young Actors Pace and about her career as a coach in acting. So make sure that you do not miss this interview. It certainly will be an episode to remember. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Salas, and I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas from Lake Arrowhead, California.
No necesito nada más, solo tus amores y los dulces besos que me das. Y yo no pido nada porque en tus brazos siento paz. From up above, I don't need much, nothing else, but for you to let me know that you're in love. Es la tierna Navidad. Christmas, there's nothing more I wanna ask for but your love. I don't need much, nothing else but you and esta tierna Navidad. Es la tierna Navidad.
Nuestra.
Es la tierna Navidad. Es la tierna Navidad.
Nuestra.
Esta tierna Navidad.
Nuestra.
It's a tender Christmas day.
And we're back. And we want to thank all of our sponsors: American Express, the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, Plaza del Valle, All In Radio, and all the people that made it possible. We look forward to bringing you next week another interview and another episode for a Small Business Saturday. And we're pretty much almost at the end of this episode, but please remember, if you have an opportunity, stop by our resource table at Plaza del Valle at 8628 Venice Boulevard, which is near the Wells Fargo Bank. If you have an opportunity to stop by and look for our booth, we're going to have a Shop Small Business Saturday booth, and we're going to be providing information for all the community, but in particular for the small business owners. We're going to have resources and a couple of gifts to simply say thank you so much for being part of our community. Thank you so much, and we will see you guys next week right here on KROJ 101.5 FM on your show, Business This Week. Take care.
Well, my name's Greg Salkovich. I was a social studies and English teacher at James Monroe High School for 28 years, and then I served as a officer of the Teachers Union for secondary schools for 6 years, and then the last 4.5 years of my career, I worked as a teacher advisor with low-performing schools. And those of us who can afford it need to make sure we go and buy takeout food 2 or 3 times a week to keep these businesses open, and really be kind to each other, because it's a time that really requires kindness to each other.
This is Michael Bublé wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Make a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. I mean the big fat man with the long white beard. He's coming to town.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
I don't wanna lie.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Christmas.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Rushing by us, holding they're gone.